This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Here at Joy, we love all things Eurovision and we're getting very excited because on the 8th of February, SBS will be televising Eurovision Australia Decides, where we get to vote on which artist will head to Rotterdam to represent Australia for the main Eurovision stage. And we are delighted to welcome on the phone Jordan Ravi, who'll be competing to represent Australia at Eurovision 2020. Jordan, welcome to Joy.
How's it going?
You giggled. What was that?
Did I get your name wrong? Did I bogan it up? Ravi?
No. I'm just really excited. Like, you know, it's a week away.
Yes.
And just to know that, you know, I'll be on the stage in the Gold Coast performing and it's all just going to be happening. But yeah, I've got goosebumps just thinking about it.
It is pretty exciting. Like, Jordan, you're, as a young 20-year-old man from Darwin, were you always a fan of Eurovision?
It's interesting. People have been asking me that. And I, growing up, I obviously knew the name Eurovision, you know, and I knew that it was a name synonymous with, you know, being really theatrical and entertaining. But it wasn't until probably like my teens where I sort of like developed more of an understanding of it. And just over the years, I've just grown just more and more fond of this competition. And so when I was given the opportunity to compete in Australia Decides this year, you know, I couldn't turn it down. I was like, yes, we've got to do this.
Jordan, you're up against some pretty big names. You've got Vanessa Amorosi, Casey Donovan, Jack Vidgen, who we spoke to last week. That's just to name a few. Who scares you the most? Or do you think you've got this in the bag, young man?
Do you want me to be really honest?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think probably Casey scares me the most just because I know the power of her voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard her song a few days ago and I was just like, oh, okay. This is not going to be a walk-in. Obviously, you know, I totally believe in pushing stars. I'm really confident in what I'm going to be bringing to the stage with my own thing, but it's definitely not going to be a walk-in. And I've talked to my family and team about this. You know, we're going to have to be giving our all on that stage, you know, to really have a chance to compete in Eurovision. But I'm excited and, yeah, I still feel confident. But, yeah, Casey's the one that I'm probably looking out for the most.
It is a big one. But here at Joy, we love your Eurovision song, Pushing Stars, which has been added to our rotation. So tell us about the song.
Yes, and thank you for that, by the way.
It's good.
I really like it when we played it the other week. I was having a dance around and then they went, oh, that's the new Eurovision, you know, up against. I went, oh, I like that one. Yeah.
It gets you dancing, doesn't it?
It does.
Gets you up. Well, the song is being co-written by some amazing writers, you know, Tanya Doko, George Shepherd. You know, I've been told by a bunch of people, oh, I've got kind of Shepherd feel to it. Well, yeah, it's because George Shepherd was one of the co-writers, so it's got that vibe.
That makes sense now, hearing you saying that, yeah.
I know, yeah, because it's got that kind of upbeat tempo, and it's so surreal for me because I grew up listening to Shepherd, you know, like I'd dance to their music at parties, and now, you know, suddenly I'm working with them, you know, on this amazing song. So the song really, you know, it's called Pushing Stars, and it's really, for me personally, it's just about addressing kind of loneliness in life, I think. So many people were going through different journeys, but there's always phases in everyone's lives where you feel kind of alone and a bit lost and not really sure, you know, what's happening, where you're going, a bit disconnected. And for me, that song really addresses that. And it's just, you know, like that single line, are you lonely where you are? You know, it's such a powerful line to me.
Yeah.
I think it just creates unity in the comfort in all the loneliness that people are experiencing. And it's just going to be a huge source of comfort. And it's got that upbeat tempo, and you know it's a tune you want to listen to really, you know, get you up off your feet. And,
absolutely, and
we love it here.
Feeling better.
We love it. But Jordan, you're such a young man. I like the way you say, you know, growing up. You haven't even bloody grown up yet, young man, let me tell you now.
Over the last few years.
But having a read of your back history. I'm so excited to hear. I mean, how did you get into music? You went out there as this young little tallywhacker and went out there and just took your guitar off to Darwin Markets and started busking.
It's quite cavalier if you think about it. I was 15. I really, you know, I'd seen John Mayer on TV, and he's the one who sparked it all for me because I'd been playing guitar since I was 6 years old. in terms of actually singing and playing guitar, John Mayer was the guy who kind of got that. And so it's kind of like, look, I had no contacts in the industry. I was kind of like, look, I really want to play for people. So I remember the day like it was yesterday. I just got my little hat and my mini Martin guitar and just walked up to the local markets and literally put my hat in front of me and started playing. And it was a really hot day. I remember I was just like draining in sweat. And my mate, she actually worked at the cafe, the Groove Cafe.
All right.
Yeah.
Obviously, the spot where I played, and she would, like, bring me bottles of water, and I think I've got a photo of it somewhere, but...
I don't believe that it was hot in Darwin. I don't believe it at all, having lived there for almost a year myself. Look, Jordan, you have also got a launch... You've got a launch of a brand new song, One More Time, at the end of February. What can you tell us about that track?
One More Time, it's a very romantic song. You know, I am a romantic guy. And that's...
You've just made every girl in Australia swoon.
Every boy too.
Every boy, yeah.
Everyone swoon. No, it's just a song about really surrendering to happiness, you know, accepting that things are really good. And yeah, you know, because there's so many times we were questioning, even when things are good in life, you know, like, is it meant to be? Is it going to go wrong? But it's just a song about being in the moment and saying, hey, things are good. You know, I love this person and I'm going to be really open and just wear my heart on my sleeve about it. And that's probably the best way I can sum the song.
Well, let me tell you, the world is going to know who Jordan Ravi is. You're a fantastic young man. Jordan, thank you so much for your time this morning. What we're going to do is we're going to now go out playing your Eurovision song, Pushing Stars. Best of luck, and I expect next time we'll be talking to you, you'll be bringing home that Eurovision crown.
And we'll get backstage for sure. I know
so. No, thank you so much, guys, for all your support. You know, it means the world. And to anyone listening, please make sure to vote for me on February the 8th. I need all the help I can get to compete in Eurovision. So, yeah, thank you for all the support.
We'll put it all up on our socials.
We will be. Well, let's hear that wonderful track, Pushing Stars by Jordan Ravi. Here we go.
With one too many sirens going off inside your head, just loud enough to wake the dead. It's hard to get it down, to understand, to navigate, to take a breath, appreciate it. Ooh, but I'm watching over you. Everybody wants it, everybody taunts the same. But this is your life, and no one's gonna get it right but you. Everybody talks the same.
pushing stars.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.